Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing, a warm night across Israel with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze makes for a pleasant evening. Jerusalem enjoys a mild night, while Haifa experiences slightly cooler temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that Israel transferred a laser interception system to the UAE and struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Also, Walla reports that the IDF warns the situation in southern Lebanon could become a weak point, despite strengthening security there. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamo was killed in southern Lebanon after a drone strike injured 12 IDF soldiers near Shomera. Separately, JNS shares that the IDF released the name of the soldier killed in action, with Prime Minister Netanyahu extending condolences online. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that a new shipment of U.S. weapons, totaling 6,500 tons, arrived in Israel as part of a global logistics operation. Here's what people are saying online. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago, highlighting CNBC's report on Israel's economic growth, which is outpacing every G7 nation this year. Columnist Gemma White, writing for Al Arabiya English, outlined Iran's supreme leader's remarks on regional tensions and Iran's missile programs, posting earlier today. Visegrad24, a conflict monitoring account, reported tonight on Ukraine launching another drone attack on Russian targets, with multiple hits in Tuapse. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF's operation targeted Hezbollah positions following continued violations. The military action underscores rising tensions in the area. For civilians, this means heightened security concerns along the border. Turning to the threat in southern Lebanon, Walla's report indicates that despite ongoing efforts, military leaders see the region as vulnerable. They stress a need for a strategic shift to prevent further escalation. This could affect both local residents and regional stability. Meanwhile, the tragic loss of Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamo in a drone attack highlights the risks faced by IDF forces. The Jerusalem Post's coverage emphasizes the dangers of modern warfare technology. This loss deeply affects the community and raises questions about military preparedness. Separately, the arrival of U.S. weapons in Israel, as reported by I-24 News, signals strong military support amidst growing regional tensions. This significant logistical effort aims to bolster Israel's defense capabilities. For the region, it represents a complex geopolitical landscape. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Anthropic, a tech company, has acquired the Runhouse team in a share-based deal, signaling a growing interest in the Israeli market. Separately, Walla Business highlights consumer organizations demanding a halt to the Israel's Basket campaign, alleging misleading practices by the Ministry of Economy. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces that Rami Levy Real Estate has completed the largest real estate IPO of the year, raising approximately 521 million shekels. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.